Masechta Baba Kama, Daf Lamed Beis, five lines from the bottom of Daf Lamed Aleph Lamed Beis at the Mishnah. And although previously we were talking about different Ezekim and we were talking about Adam HaMazik and Bor HaMazik, however, our Mishnah will discuss purely Adam HaMazik. And the Mishnah begins, Zeba B'Chavita V'Zeba B'Kairasai. If Reuven and Shimon are traveling in the opposite directions and are traveling toward each other, and Reuven is coming with his barrel and Shimon is walking with his beam, Nishbir Kadosh Yosef B'Kairasai Yosef Potter. And if Reuven's barrel breaks on the beam of Shimon, then Shimon will be Pata, Shal Zer Rishus Lahalik for the Zer Rishus Lahalik, and as Rashi says, Shal Shneim Rishus Lahalik, as since Reuven and Shimon both had permission to be walking in that area, therefore it was the responsibility of Reuven to be careful and not to come into contact with Shimon's beam. And let's remember that we already saw that the Gemara brought this Mishnah as a second case regarding the question that we had on Daf Chav Zayin and Aleph regarding the first Mishnah of this parak, as the Mishnah started on Menich HaSakad, and then it spoke about a Chavis, and the Gemara is possibly and the Gemara asked two other questions. One was from our Mishnah, where it was Pasa B'Chavis V'Sayim B'Kad, and Rav Papa answered, Hainu Kad, Hainu Chavis, and there was Nafkamina B'Negeya Mekachum Emka, Ayin Shom. The Mishnah continues with the second case, Hayabal Kairu Rishon Abal Chavis Achrin. If instead of Reuven and Shimon walking towards each other, Reuven and Shimon were walking in one direction, and Shimon, who was the owner of the beam, was walking first, and Reuven, who owned the barrel, was walking in back of Shimon, Mishnah teaches us, Nizbir Chavis B'Kairu, Pata Bal Kairu, that if the barrel breaks on the beam, then Shimon will not be liable, as Lemaisa Shimon was walking at one speed, and Reuven was in back of him, and Reuven should have kept to the pace of Shimon. And as Rashi says, as once again in this case, Reuven was at fault, since Reuven quickened his pace and he caused his own damage. And we continue on Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. However, in Ba'amar Bal Kairi, if the owner of the beam, if Shimon stood still and he stopped in his tracks, then Chayiv, then Shimon will be Chayiv because he caused damage to Reuven, as Reuven didn't realize that Shimon was going to stop. And the Gemara on Daf Lamed Aleph explained that according to Rabbi Yechon, we're talking about a case where it was Dafka, Oymid Lafish, that he stopped in order to rest, which is Mishnah, and that's why Shimon will be Chayiv. However, according to Rabbi Yechon, if Shimon would be Oymid Lekosev, and he stopped in order to fix his packages and in order to make sure to be able to carry it better, and that is something which is normal, so in that case, Shimon will be Potter, and we don't say that he should have warned Reuven, because since he was tired in fixing his package, therefore he is also not responsible to warn Reuven. However, according to Rav Nachman Yitzchak, he would have to warn the Bala Chavis even if he was Oymid Lekosev, and if he didn't, then he would be Chayiv. And the Mishnah continues, Vim Omer Bala Chavis Amoy, that even in a case where Shimon stood still and he stopped in Mil Rishis Ravim, but Shimon warned Reuven that he's stopping, and therefore Reuven should also stop and be careful, Potter, then Shimon would be Potter. And let's remember that Taisis and Daf Lamed Aleph from now pointed out that we must say that it's possible for Reuven to be able to tell the difference between when the owner of the beam is about to stop Lekosev or Lofush Ayin Sham. The Mishnah continues with a third group of cases, if Reuven, who owns the barrel, was walking first, and then Shimon, who owns the beam, was walking in back of Reuven, and then Nishbir Chavis Bekir Chayiv, then certainly, if the Chavis is broken because of the beam, then certainly Shimon will be Chayiv, because in this case, it must be that Shimon quickens his pace, and that is how the barrel broke, and that's why Shimon will be Chayiv. However, if the owner of the barrel would have stopped in its tracks, and he stopped in Mil Rishis Rabim, then Potter, then Shimon will be Potter, and certainly Reuven brought this Hezek on himself, and Lemaisa, this is in this Gomer, and that's why Shimon will be Potter. And as Taser pointed out in Daf Chav Zayin Rebeis, that although we have a cloud, the Adam Ul Oilam, but Lemaisa, certainly a person will be Potter, where it's in this Gomer. And once again, the Gemara explains, Vim Amal Bal Kir Hamoyed Chayiv. However, if Reuven, who is walking with his barrel, calls out Shimon, who is walking with his beam, and he tells him that I'm about to stop, and therefore Shimon should stop, then if Shimon doesn't stop and he breaks the barrel of Reuven, then Shimon will be Chayiv. And the Mishnah continues that not only are these dinim that we mentioned in the Mishnah relevant to someone that owns a barrel and someone that owns a beam, but all the dinim would apply, that if Reuven is walking with his candle or with his fire, and Shimon is walking in Rishus Ram with his flax, and one damages the other, then the same dinim would apply. And the Gemara begins, Rav Banosin asked the following question from Rav Huna, Hamazik Ishka B'tash Mamita Ma'u, what would be a din if Reuven is Mazik, his wife, while they're having Tashma Mita? Do we say that since she did so Birshus and he had a right to have beer with his wife, therefore he would be Pata? Or do we say they should have still been careful and we have a cloud of Adamu Doilam? And the Gemara tells us, Amalei, Sir Rav Huna responded back to Rav Banasan, Tanisu, we learned this in our Mishnah, that the Mishnah stated that if someone is walking with his barrel in one direction and someone is walking with his beer in another direction, that if Reuven's Chavis gets damaged, then Shimon will be Pata, because Lemaisa, they are both walking there Birshus. And as the Mishnah stated shel zerishis lalach v'zerishis lalach, and over here also, since both of them had rishus to be doing tashra mita, therefore Reuven will not be part of the damage that he caused his wife. And the Gemara states Rava, the Rava said back to Rav Huna, kavuchayim l'chayra, there should be a kavuchayim to be mechayiv Reuven for any damages that he caused to his wife. And he brings a raya from the pasha b'negei golus that stated in pasha's masai, and the example that the Torah gives b'negei golus is v'ashi yavis re'eu b'yal lachtav itzim v'nitcha yodu b'gazel l'chrei se'etz v'noshla b'azel m'etz u'matzas re'eu v'meis hu yonos al achas ha'orim ha'ila v'choy. And Rava now tells us that l'chayra we should have a kavuchayim from the din of golus u'may yara, just like b'negei farish zel l'shus nichdas, that Reuven went into the forest b'rishus v'zel l'shus nichdas, and Shimon also had permission to be in that forest. However, if Reuven kills Shimon b'shoigeg, it's as if he walked into Shimon's rishus and he killed Shimon b'shoigeg, and he would be chayev golus zer shel shus chaveri nichdas lekoshkein. So certainly in this case, where the husband went into the rishus of his wife as he was born his wife, so certainly in the case of Bia, Reuven should be chayev any damages that he causes his wife. And the Gemara continues in Es on Rava el haktani shel zer shus lalach v'zer shus lalach. The Maaser of Huna's raya was a perfect raya from a Mishnah that stated if two people have rishus to be somewhere, then there is no din that they're going to be chayev to pay for any damages. And l'chayra, although it's true, Rava, that you may have a raya and a kal v'chayma from the case of golus that's brought in the Torah, however, l'maisa from our Mishnah, it doesn't seem that we learned this kal v'chayma, and it would seem that Rav Huna is correct that Reuven, the husband, should be pata. And the Gemara is mechalik between our Mishnah and the case where Reuven had beer with his wife and he damaged her, as hasam tabayu kadodinu, as in our Mishnah, both of them had the same right to be in the rishus rabim, and both were active participants in the actual hezek. As Tesin Dima Masal Tabayu Kadodinu states, Sha'af Bal Chavis Meseyeh Bishvirasa, and since the owner of the barrel, Reuven, was walking towards the owner of the beam, therefore his power and his strength was a contributing factor to the damage that occurred to his barrel. And as Tesin points out, Shabdar Chiluchai Hitiyah Chavitai Bekuris Chaveri. However, in our case of a Mazak Azishta B'Tashamita, certainly Iyu Kav Maisa, although it's true that Reuven had permission to have beer with his wife, but the Maisa, he was the person who did the Maisa, and he was the only active person that caused the hezek. And as we know, Rachel is kaka ilam, and therefore she wasn't a part, and she wasn't active participate in this hezek, and that's why Reuven will be chayiv for any damage that he caused to his wife. And the Gemara continues and asks, v'hiloi, how can you say that the woman did not do a maisa v'aksiv? But the pasuk tells us, b'negeya, someone that is mizana, b'nichusu anafasha isim mekarev amam, and we see that the Torah is mechayiv misa to the woman, and the Torah also calls us someone that's isa, is that someone that did an action. And the Gemara answers, hanol tavayu islu inakanami, both Reuven and his wife have anah. Either the reason why someone is chayiv misa b'negeya rayas is not based on the actual maisa, it's based on the actual anah, or some explain that when someone has a lot of anah, that could be considered that he created a maisa, and that's why the Torah says v'nichus anafasha isis b'karav amam. However, in regard to being mechayiv someone for doing a maisa hezek, so iu maisa d'gavid, the maisa, the only one that performed an action over here and actually caused the hezek was Reuven, and Rachel was not involved in that action, and that's why in the case of a mazik zishta b'tashra mita, Reuven will be chayiv. Ayin teisa dima maskel iu kavim maisa umiu le'inin chatos le'inin malkas, and of course bin a gei misa chayeves the rachmana achshavei lano maisa, that certainly the woman will be chayiv because the Torah considers such a hana as a maisa. And the Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah hayu bal kair rishon bal chavis achrin nishbe chavis b'kair pata bal kair vim omer bal kair chayiv. And of course the chilah between the ratio and the sefer is that in the ratio it was normal for the bal kair and the bal chavis to be walking there, and since both of them were doing normal things, therefore the bal kair will be pata. However, in the sefer where the bal kair stood in spot and that was not normal, it was mishnah, therefore the bal kair will be chayiv. The Gemara begins by bringing a memory that we had on daf chavtal on beis omer shlokish rishlokish stated shtei paris b'rishis rabim, if there were two cows that were walking b'rishis rabim, achas avutz of achas malachas, one was crouching, which was of course mishnah, and one is walking in a normal manner in b'rishis rabim, but malachas b'rivutz of putura. So if the cow that was walking in a normal manner in b'rishis rabim, he kicks the cow that's crouching b'rishis rabim, then although he actually kicked it and he didn't just walk on top of it, rishlokish holds that the owner of that cow will be potter, and rishlokish's svar was based on a klal of kol mishanu ba achav shira ba potter, that since Reuven's cow that was crouching was doing something which is b'shunah in Rishis Rabim, and he didn't have permission to do so, in response to the fact that Reuven's cow is crouching in Rishis Rabim, Shimon's cow goes and kicks Reuven's cow, then Shimon will be potter. However, Rish Lakish continues, Revutz b'malachas chayeves, if Reuven's cow that's crouching kicks the cow of Shimon that's walking normally in Rishis Rabim, then Reuven will be chayev for any damages caused to Shimon's cow. And the Pnei Yeshua explains that the chiddush of this piece of the Gemara is that even though in this case you may think that Reuven's cow sees another cow come coming towards it and he kicks Shimon's cow in self-defense, then maybe Reuven should be potter, kamashblon, that Reuven's still going to be chayiv, as he had no right to be lying in the street. And although it would seem that the main chiddush of Reish Lakish is the first point of Kol Mishana Ba'achav Hashina Ba'adetz Potter, however, the Gemara will now bring a raya to the second part of Reish Lakish, that in the case of Rutz Melaches, that Reuven will be chayiv. As Leim Maseile, let us bring a raya to this din of Reish Lakish from our Mishnah, as the Mishnah stated about Kur Rishon and Ba'achavis Achrin, if Shimon, who was the owner of the beam, was walking first, then Reuven, who owned the barrel, was walking second. Mishnah taught us Nishbur Chavis Bekurah Potter, then Om Ba'achur Chayiv. The Mishnah taught us that if the owner of the Kurah stops in his track and he does something which is Mishunah because it's not usual to stop Rishis Rabim, then Shimon, who's the owner of the beam, will be Chayiv. And the it is a similar case to the case of Rutzim Aleches, because the person who actually damaged was a person who actually was Mishunah and was doing something which is unusual, and we see that it's Chayiv, and therefore there should be a Raya to the second point of Rish Lakish made. And the Gemara continues and asks, V'tizbar Hasiyur Bayi, you're trying to be a Raya from the case of Mishnah. Number one, Le Mistayib, Le Misayaya. Number one, it's not a Raya to Rish Lakish. It's actually going to be a kasha on Reish Lakish. In the case of Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish stated, if the animal that's crouching kicks the one that's walking, then the owner of the Rutza will be chayiv. And it's mashma time of the butter that the only reason why Reish Lakish said that the owner of the Rutza will be chayiv is because it kicked the other animal, ha-husku memela, but if the other animal tripped on top of the animal that was crouching, then Reuven, the owner of the animal that's crouching, will be potter. And the on Mishnah we said that even if the Bala Kur just stands in this place and he doesn't do any action, even so, if the Bala Chavis will actually knock into the Bala Kur, Shimon, who owns the beam, will be chayev to Reuven because the Maisa, he stopped in Rishis Rabim and he did something which was unusual. And the Chayra, our Mishnah actually goes further than Rish Lakish and doesn't only stop in a case where the actual animal that did something Mishunah went ahead and kicked the other animal. And the Gemara answers, Mastis to the Paschal Och Keshilda, the reason why the Bala Kur will be chayev in our Mishnah, even though he didn't do any action and he just stood in his ground, is because he actually blocked the entire Rishis Rabim like a piece of nevela. Therefore, even if he causes damage to the Bala Chavis in a memeletic way, he will still be chayiv. However, Hocha, in the case of Rish Lakish, of the two paras that were walking in Rishis Rabim, and one was Revuta, one was Maleches, so the case is, Kagoyin de Rabba B'chagisa, the animal that is crouching was not going and taking up the entire Rishis Rabim, and he was only crouching in one area of Rishis Rabim, and therefore, in that case, Rish Lakish holds that if the animal that is walking gets damaged just by Derech Hiluchai, and he trips over the animal that's lying in the street and lying in Rishis Rabim, so the owner of the Revuta will tell the owner of the Maleches, you should have noticed that my cow was lying in Rishis Rabim, and therefore you should have went around it, and you should have walked on the other side of the street. And if your cow got damaged just by walking over my behemoth, then I won't be chayiv. However, if the animal that is Revuta actually kicks the animal that's walking, so in that case where he did a Maisa, then even Rish Lakish agrees that the owner of the Revuta will be chayiv. And the Gemara continues, El Sefer Masis Maseil Rish Lakish, from the Sefer Mishnah, we should be able to bring a raya to the first in Rish Lakish, that Kol Mishana Ba'achav Hashina Ba is Potter. Tony, as in the next case in the Mishnah, we stated, if the owner of the barrel was walking first, and the owner of the beam was walking in back of him, then Nishbar Chavis Bekur Chayiv. Then if the owner of the beam walks quickly, and therefore he knocks into the person's barrel, then the owner of the beam will be Chayiv. However, the Mishnah continues, him Chavis Potter. However, if the owner of the Chavis stops in his tracks in Rishis Rabim, which is not normal to do, then the owner of the beam will be Potter. It would seem that this is based on a din of Reish Lakish, that Kol Mishana Ba'achav Hashina Ba is Potter. And as the Gemara explains, if the animal is walking in a normal fashion kicks the animal that is lying and crouching on the ground in Rishis Rabim, the din is that he's potter. And the reason why you're potter in this case is similar to the case of a Mishnah, and therefore the should be a right from a Mishnah to Rish Lakish. The Gemara answers that the Mishnah and the case of Rish Lakish are different, because Masis in the Chiyorchi Kamaski, in a Mishnah, although the Bala Chavis stopped in his tracks and he was Mishana what he was doing in Rishis Rabim, but the Bala Chavis was walking in normal fashion, and therefore it makes sense that the Bala Chavis will be potter. However, Hocha, in the case of Rish Lakish, you can't go and bring a raya that the din would be potter. As Omalei, the owner of the animal that's crouching and was Mishana, will say to the owner of the animal that's walking in a normal fashion and kicks his animal, and he did this, even though it's true that you do have the right to walk over me and you didn't have to go around me, the animal still did not have a right to go and kick my animal, and therefore, by the fact that your animal kicked my animal, you should be chayiv, and we should not say a din of Kol Mishana Ba'achav Hashina Ba'potter, as although I was Mishana, doesn't mean that your animal also have a right to be Mishana, to go ahead and kick my animal, and therefore you can't bring a right from a Mishnah to the case of Reish Lakish. We begin a new Mishnah, Shtaim Shahu Machab Rishis Rabbim, Reuven and Shimon were walking in a normal fashion Rishis Rabbim, or Echad Ratz, Echad Malach, Reuven and Shimon were walking Rishis Rabbim, but one was running and one was walking in a normal fashion, Oishay Shneim Ratzin, or if both Reuven and Shimon were running in Rishis Rabbim, Vezik Zezeh, Shneim Pturim, then even if they're Mazik one another, then they will both be Pata. Ayin the Bachu points out, Vezik Zezeh, Nichta Betsido, Hain Husku Zebezeh, that they were damaged from each other, Shaloi Bekavana, and it was done Shaloi Bekavana. However, Vezikku Bekavana, Chayiv, that certainly if they were Mazik one another, Bekavana, then it would be Chayiv, Kim Pirish Rashi, Dafman Chesson Beis, Ayin Shom. Ayin the Bachu, Tesis on Omid, who points out a similar din, and Tesis says, Shekol Echel Garmel Asbe Chavalzu, as each one contributed to their own Hezek, and therefore the other person will be Potter, and Tesis continues and says, Vele Zikku Mamish Bemiskavin, El Klem Husku Zebezeh, Ayin Shom. The Gemara begins and discusses the second case of the Mishnah of Echad Ratz for Echem Halach, where we said that both would be Pata, and the Gemara states, Masis like Yis ben Yehuda, this point in the Mishnah is not like the Shita of Yis ben Yehuda, the Tanya's related to the Brisa, Yis ben Yehuda Imeh, Yis ben Yehuda states, Ratz Chayiv, that the one who's running will be Chayiv, Mepeshu Mishnah, as he did something which is unusual, and the Brisa continues, Maydi Yis of Erev Shabbos, Bein Shmash, Shu Pata, Mepeshu Ratz Bishus, that if someone's running on Erev Shabbos and he damages someone else, then the Din is really Pata, because he has permission to run on Erev Shabbos in order to make sure to be on time and be prepared for Shabbos. And keep in mind, although our Gemara mentioned Bein HaShemashes, however, Ayin Da'agoy Sashri, who points out, Lav Dafka Bein HaShemashes, El Mishah, Shemaschim L'Sakin Tzorchei Shabbos, L'Efes V'Levasha V'Litzleis, Harei B'Shus, Da'hinu Mechatzi Ayom V'Lamayla, Shemaschal Ayim L'Harev. The Rosh explains, Mepnei Sheratz B'Shus, Sheratz B'Shus, L'Mayel, L'Troyach, V'Lachachim, L'Chavei Shabbos. Our Gemara continues, Om Rabbi Echra, Rabbi Echra says, Halach Yis Ben Yehuda, Halach Yis Yis Ben Yehuda, and the Gemara asks, Om Rabbi Echra, and Chachi, could it be that Rabbi Echra passed like Yis Ben Yehuda, Om Rabbi Echra, Halach Yis Tam Mishnah, Rabbi Echra hold that we follow Yis Tam Mishnah, and L'Chariya, our Mishnah is against Yis Ben Yehuda, but Tzan, Echad Ratz, Vech Mahalach, Oishe Shneim Ratz, Beturin, as we explain, our Mishnah is not going like Yis Ben Yehuda, and the Gemara answers, Masis Be'er Shabbos, Be'en Shmashas, Te'in Echadami, our Mishnah could be going like Yis Ben Yehuda, and the case was, where was Erev Shabbos, Be'en Shmashas, and therefore, Reuven was running, L'Chfeid Shabbos, and that's why he'll be Potter. The Gemara asked me, Maya, how do I know that we're talking about a case that was Erev Shabbos? Minitani Oishay Shneim Ratzim Peturin. Since the third case in the Mishnah is where both Reuven and Shimon are running, that they're both going to be Potter. And the Gemara asked, Hasu Lamali, what is the chiddush of this third case in the Mishnah? If we stated that even if only one of them was running, that the din is that he's Potter, and Hashda Echad Ratz Vechmahal Potter, and certainly since we said that if only one of them was running, that he'd be Potter, so Shneim Ratzim Mibayi, certainly if both of them are running, then certainly they will both be Potter. And therefore the Gemara proves that Allah Hakama, it must be that the Mishnah is stating as follows, Echad Ratz Vechmahal Potter, that the only time that if one was running and one was walking in normal fashion, that the one that was running will be Potter, is Medrum Be'er Shabbos Be'er Shmashas, because he had Rishus to be running Al Bechol. However, if it's during the weekday, Echad Ratz Vechmahal Chayiv, in the same case where Reuven is running and Shimon is walking in normal fashion, then Reuven will be Chayiv to any damages that caused to Shimon, because people don't expect others to be running. However, Shneim Ratzin, Afilu Bechol Peturim, if both of them were running, then even during the weekday, they didn't want to read that they would both be Potter. And therefore, since we could explain that Mishnah could be going even like the Shita of Issa ben Yehuda, therefore Rabbi Yechon could pass it like Issa ben Yehuda. And the Gemara continues, Om Ma'ar, we just stated, Umaydi Issa Be'er Shabbos Be'er Shmashu, Potter Pleishu Ratz B'Rishus. And the Gemara is, Be'er Shabbos Ma'ar B'Rishusika, why did a person have Rishus to run on Erev Shabbos? And the Gemara answers, Kirab Chanina, based on a din of Chanina Torres, Amar Chanina, as Rabbi Chanina Torres, and we continue on Daflam and Be'ez and Be'ez, Bo'vinetze Likus Kala Malkasa, let's get up and go out, greet the queen that is the Kala that's coming to us, referring to Shabbos for Amri Law. And some say he would say Likus Shabbos Kala Malkasa, and he would add in the word Shabbos instead of only saying Likus Kala Malkasa. And Ayin Mashah, what the difference is between these two Lashonis, and Rabbi Yanai Misata Vikoi, Rabbi Yanai would wrap himself in Begodim Noim, and he would get up, Va'oman, he would say Bayu Kala, Bayu Kala, and he would greet the Shabbos in this fashion. And Rabbi Chanina's Lashon was that we're going out to Shabbos and we're going out to greet the Kala Malkasa, and Rabbi Yanai was saying that the Shabbos was coming to us, and he invited the Kala to come to him. The Pashas, the Gemara's Teretz is that since on Erev Shabbos people have to rush in order to greet Shabbos, therefore there was a heta for them to run. That's why even if only one person would be running in the shuk on Erev Shabbos, they would be potter for any damages that they cause. And the Shita Mekubetzes brings from Rabbeinu Yonason as follows: Klima Kivin Nakat Ben Hashmashas. Since we're talking about specifically Ben Hashmashas, Uben Hashmashas in Derek Ben Bris Liyis Eis Bitzarchi Shabbos, it's not normal for a Jew to still be busy with Tzarchi Shabbos right by Ben Hashmashas. Shekli Yisrael's reason in Bemitzes Im Kain My Bishusika, and therefore why is it Bishus that a person has a right to run at that point? And the Gemara answers that the person was going out wrapped up in beautiful clothing in order to greet Shabbos Malkasa, and that is the reason why he has a heta to go out and to run in that time. And we continue with the new Mishnah, and be because in the Mishnayos they change around the first two cases and they flip the first two cases with each other, and the Bach actually tells us to do so as well, as this will work out much better with the Tzrichasa that we will see in the Gemara, and therefore we will learn like the Bach. And the Mishnah states, if someone is chopping wood in Rishis Yochid, and either chips of wood flying into Rishis Rabim, or the actual head of the axe flies into Rishis Rabim and damages someone, or Rishis Rabim, if someone is chopping wood in Rishis Rabim, and Vahizib Rishis Yochid, and is Mazik someone in Rishis Yochid, or Rishis Yochid, Vahizib Rishis Yochid Acher, or if Reuven is chopping wood in his own Rishis Yochid, and is Mazik someone else in another Rishis Yochid, Chayiv, in all these cases, Reuven be Chayiv. And the Gemara states, Vitzricha, and we need all three cases of the Mishnah, the Itanim Vakir, Rishis Yochid, Vahizib Rishis Rachabim, if we would actually say the first case that the Bach had, which is where someone was chopping wood in Rishis Yochid, and is Mazik Shimon in Rishis Rabim, Mishim Shchichi Rabim, maybe we would say over there, Reuven should have been more careful, as since he's chopping wood in Rishis Yochid, it's right next to Rishis Rabim, and he knows that there are people there, therefore he should have been more careful, and that's why he's Chayiv, Al Rishis Rabim, Rishis Yochid, Lo Shchichi Rabim, Eim Eloi, but maybe if he's chopping wood in Rishis Rabim, and the wood flies in Rishis Yochid, where there's not many people, so maybe over there we would say that Reuven didn't have to worry about this, and therefore he'd be Potter, and therefore Kamash Mon, he's Chayiv in that case as well. And if we say the case of Rishis Rabim to Rishis Yochid, Mishum to Mikarish, Lo Rishis Ovid, as Lamaisi had no Rishis to be chopping wood in Rishis Rabim. However, on Rishis Yochid, Rishis Rabim, if Reuven's chopping wood in Rishis Yochid, we had permission to do so, to be Rishis Ovid, Eim Eloi, so maybe we would say that he would not be Chayiv. So Kamash Mon, in both of the first two cases of the Mishnah, that Reuven will be Chayiv. If we only say the first two cases of the Mishnah, Ha Mishum to Shchich Rabim, so the first case is because there are many people in Rishis Rabim, he should have been more careful, and the reason why he's Chayiv, he's chopping wood from Rishis Rabim is because he had no Rishis to be chopping wood. However, if Reuven's chopping wood in his own Rishis Yochid and wood flies into another Rishis Yochid and he damaged someone, that number one, there's not many people in Rishis Yochid, and he had a right to be chopping wood in his own Rishis, maybe over there Reuven will not be Chayiv, and therefore we say that on the mood Lailam, and therefore in all the cases of the Mishnah, Reuven will be Chayiv. And the Gemara continues, we learned that the Braisa, Nichlis Chalusha Shal Nagash Shalai Rishis, if Reuven walks into a carpenter's store and he did so without permission, however, as we will see, that Shimon the carpenter actually knew that Reuven was there. Vinitza bikas v'tavcha panav umeis pata. So the din is, if Shimon is cutting wood and a chip of wood goes and flies and hits Reuven on his face and Reuven dies, that Shimon will be pata. However, if Reuven came into the rishus of the carpenter rishus, then certainly the carpenter will be chayiv. And ayin teisa dilu maschal vinitza bikas v'tavcha lei b'panav. Gassina umeis, we're not going to be gurus the word umeis that we just mentioned, because in a moment we will see that the Gemara will explain that the Brisa is talking about a case not only in a scenario where Reuven actually died, but even in a case where Reuven only was damaged. And the Gemara states, my chayiv, what did the Brisa mean when it said the Lashon chayiv? Rabbeis Bechlina explains, chayiv b'dal dvarim, then in the case where Reuven walked into the Rishus of the carpenter Rishus, then if Reuven is damaged, then Shimon will be chayiv to pay for his damages, and it'll be chayiv b'dal dvarim, and as we'll see in a moment, he will not be chayiv for baishis; he'll only be chayiv for nezek tzar, ripui, and sheves. However, Rabbeinu Bechlina states that although Shimon knew that Reuven was in his rishus, he even gave him permission to be there. The din is that Shimon the carpenter will be potter from going to Golis, even though he killed Reuven. And lechayr, in this case, Shimon the carpenter was a shoygeg, and lechayr he should be chayiv to go to Golis. But Rabbeinu Bechlina explains l'fishein deim liyar, as it's not similar to the case of the Torah where the Torah mentions Golis, which is the case where both of them were in the forest, and yar zel rishus nichlas v'zel rishus nichlas, and just like B'degay Afaris, each one was coming into their own Rishus as they both had a right to this area, and that is why if you kill someone B'shoygeg, you'll be chayiv to go to Golis. However, Zel Rishus Chavir Nichlas, over here, although it's true that Shimon gave permission to Reuven to come into his Rishus, but L'maisa, he was coming to the Rishus of his friend, and therefore Shimon will be part of him Golis. And the Gemara continues that Amar Rava, or as the Bachas Geris, Amar Rabba, Kavu Chaymet L'chira, although the Torah teaches us the din B'degay Afaris, where both of them were coming to their own Rishus, but L'maisa, there should be Kavu Chaymet, that just like B'negei Afaris, where both of them came in midas and they didn't have to receive any permission from their friend, and Nasa Kamish Nichlas L'das Chaver V'Goyla, and even so, we look at it as if they received permission from their friend to be there, and their friend knew about this, and that's why they're going to Golis. Zeh L'das Chaver Nichlas, certainly over here, where Reuven asked Shimon permission for him to come into his store, like Koshkin, and certainly Shimon should be chayiv to go to Golis. Based on this question, Elam Rava, therefore Rav explains, my Potmigolus, when Rabbi Yisrael Chanina explained that the Brisa meant to say that in the case where Reuven asked permission from Shimon to come into his store, that the din is that Shimon is Potmigolus, the reason isn't because it's not similar to the Yar, and therefore you're Potter, as it's more of an Kainis, but the reason is exactly opposite, that the reason why you're going to be part of a Golis is because the Leisogalei B'Golis, that's not enough to go to Golis, and that would not be enough of a Kapara for Shimon, behind the time of Rabbeis B'Klina, and the reason for the Sfar Rabbeis B'Klina, is Shimon to have a Leisogalei Karv L'Mezis, as in this case, since Shimon, the carpenter, knew that Reuven was coming in, and Shimon even gave him permission to be there, then Shimon should have been even more careful, and therefore his shug is actually Karv L'Mezis, and therefore he's not going to be chayav to go to Golis. Before we continue, let's see Rashi, Dilu Maskel Chayav B'Daladvarm, where Rashi explains, Imloy Meis, a case where Reuven did not die, and it's mashma that Rashi was gerus in the Lashon of the Brayse of the word Omeis, and not like faces, but the Meis Elohuzik, and instead Reuven was damaged, Nois Loy Nezek Tzav Ripu V'Sheves, then Shimon is chayav to pay to Reuven, Nezek Tzav Ripu V'Sheves, Davalei Peshea, because Shimon is considered Peshea, and as the Gemara just stated, that he's a Shoyin Karv L'Mezin, Ala Beishas Loy, but he would not be chayav to pay for Beishas, Dein Chayav Ala Beishas Ajis Kavin, as a person is not chayav to pay for Beishas until he be miskavin, either to embarrass the person, or at least to be mazik the person, and over here, that was not Shimon's intent at all. Now Rashi explains the ratio of the Braisa, where the ratio of the Braisa stated, HaNichas Chalusa Shel Naga Shel Loy Bishos V'Nitza Bikas V'Tavcha Ponov, that the din is Pata. Certainly in that case, since Reuven did not ask permission, and even though Shimon knew that Reuven was coming into his area, the din is that Shimon is Pata, and he doesn't go to Golis if he killed Reuven. But in addition, Zok Rashi, V'Rashi to Shloy Bishos, Pata Min Dalad Varim, Shimon will not only be Pata from going to Golis, but will also be Pata from paying Dalad Varim, the Lek of Pshia, that is not considered Pshia, Avon Nezek Chayiv, but he will still be Chayiv on Nezek, Ked Kaim Elon, Petzatachas Pata, L'Chayiv Al in his Kerotzen. And therefore, the few Rashi in the second part of the Braisa, Shimon will be Chayiv to pay to Reuven, Nezek Tzah, Ripui, and Shevis, and not Bishis, and the Rashi of the Braisa, although Reuven will be Pata from Golis, and be Pata from Tzah, Ripui, Shevis, and Bishis, but since we have a cloud, the Adam Ud Olam, therefore, Shimon will be Chayiv to pay to Reuven for Nezek. And the Gemara continues, Masav Rava, Rava is the Shaila, that we just said, that according to Rabbi Yisrael Klina, that if someone is a Shaila, Karv L'Mezid, that will be Pata from Golis, as Leisogel Lebe Golis, but the Maisa, we have a Mishnah Mesech Max that states, Heisler Yitzua Achas Meis, but again, Malkus, Bezdin goes and evaluates how much and how many Malkus a person could receive, and then if they decide, for example, that a person could only receive 18 Malkus, and then the Shliach Bezdin goes and hits the person an extra Malkah, and then that person dies, Harei Zeh Gol El Yodai, then the Shliach Bezdin will have to go to Golis. Then the Gemara asks, V'Hacha the Shaila Karv L'Mezid, the Boy Asuke Daiti, the Maisa Inish Bechad Ritzua, V'Ktani Harei Zeh Gol, and L'Chor in this case, the Shliach Bezdin should be considered Shaila Karv L'Mezid, because you should have realized that since Bezdin already made the evaluation and they estimated that this person could only receive 18 makas, surely the Shliach Bezdin should have realized that even if he were given one more makah, then likely this person would die, and Victania raised a gaila, and even so we said that the person will go to Golis, even though he's a Shayin Karv L'Mezid. And the Gemara answers, Amar Shimon Ben Adar, the Tayyib B'Minyana, that over there the case wasn't where the Shliach Bezdin went and just hit this person an extra time, but it was actually a case where it was a mistake, and the Shliach Bezdin actually thought that he only gave this person 17 makas, and really already gave him 18 makas, and then he hit him that extra time, and that caused him to die, and this is a regular case of Shayig, and that's why the Shliach Bezdin will be chayav to go to Golis. And the Gemara tells us, Tafakhli Rava Besandle, and Rashi being two different shotim, he did a Rava tap the sandal of Rav Shimi and a Koal Sandle, as Rashi Mesech Smei Kotin Daf Chafhei adds in, that Ka'odom Shenegea Regal Chaveh B'chashoy Kadesh Lo Yishmo Aimdim Sovim Mitasai, that is similar to a person that kicks someone under the table in order to get their attention, but they don't want other people to know that they're actually telling them that they were wrong about something. And Rashi brings down a second shot, Lishlachrina, but Besandle Rav Shimi, Rava actually kicked Rav Shimi with Rava's sandal. And Rashi Mesech Bar Basra and Daf Chav Beis brings down, he koal sandal b'makal derech schoy k'shem shemakal l'mi she'in echoshov. And the Gemara tells us that Omalei, that what was Rav's problem with Rav Shimi Meladar's pshat, as otu hu money, that l'maisa, how can you see that the mistake was that the Shliach Bezdin made a mistake in his count, but the Shliach Bezdin isn't the one that counts, because v'tani we learned to the Braisa, gol shebedayon kairi, and when discussing the seed of giving malchus, the Braisa teaches us that the greatest of the dayonim and the most choshev of the dayonim would read psukim, and Rashi brings that he would read a pasuk of hifla Hashem es v'kaischa, and v'asheni moina, and the second most choshev would count the malchus, v'ashlishi oimer ko, and the third of Bezdin would actually say that you should hit him, and therefore you see that this was done by the Bezdin, and how could it be the Shliach Bezdin would make a mistake? Elam Rav Shimon Adar, so Rav Shimon Adar explains that tar dayne gufei, the dayonim themselves made a mistake, and although that they gave 18 makas already, the dayonim counted it as number 17, and although the Shliach Bezdin did this based on Bezdin's count, but the mice of the Shliach Bezdin should have kept his own cheshbin, and therefore we consider him a shogeg, and the Shliach Bezdin is chayev to go to Golis. And therefore, from the Mishnah Makas, we can't bring a raya against this concept of Rabbi Yisrael B'Klina, that when someone is a shogeg karv l'mezid, that they're part of him Golis. And the Gemara continues with a another raya, Mesve, I'll bring another kasha from another Mishnah, Mesechus Makas, Hazerik Se'evel and Shisrabim Vaharg. If Reuben throws a stone into Shisrabim and he kills Shimon, Harezer Goyle, the din is that Reuben goes to Gauls. Vahachal Shayg Karv Lamezinu, over here is a Shayg which is Karv Lamezin, the Boyle of Sukha Dieter, which is Ram Shikhi and Chi, Victoria Harezer Goyle, because certainly a person should realize there are many people in Shisrabim. If you could throw a stone into Shisrabim, there's a great potential that you're going to kill someone, and therefore it's a Shayg Karv Lamezin, and we still say the Echai to go to Gauls. And Lachar is a question of Rabbi Yisrael, and the Gemara answers, Amrav Shmuel Bar Bitzra, Besoyses Kaysalai, we're talking about a case where Reuben was knocking down his wall, and part of the wall went into the Shisrabim, and that's what killed Shimon. And the Gemara asks, Ibayla Yune, Lachar, it doesn't make a difference if he was knocking down a wall, or if he threw a stone, it's both the same concept, and Lachar, in that case also, is a Shayg Karv Lamezin, as he should have been more careful, and therefore, Lachar, according to Rabbi Yisrael, he should be part of him Gaulis, and still the Mishnah said, Hareza Gaila, and the Gemara answers, Besoyses Belaila, it's talking about a case where he was knocking down his wall and it was during the night. And the Gemara is Belaila Nami Belaila Yune, since people walk into Shisrabim even at night, so a person should still be careful. And Lachari, it's still a Shayg Karv Lamezin. And the Gemara answered, Besaysas Kaysala Biyam Lashba, that we're talking about a case where Reuben was knocking down his wall, but it wasn't being done into a normal Shisrabim, but was done into a dump. And that is a place where people sometimes go in order to go to the bathroom. And in that case, that the Mishnah Mesechta Makkah states that if someone throws an Eben into that area, that he'd be chayiv to go to Golas. And the Gemara continues and asks, if the case is that the person was knocking down his wall into this garbage dump, that there were many people that used to go into that area, then it's a regular case of Shayg Karv Lamezid, and the question will still be valid that we see that you go to Golas, and this would be a question of Rabbi Shimon, and if not many people go there, then honestly, then Reuven should not go to Golas, and he should be part of him Golas, because Reuven is an oinus. And the Gemara therefore says, that the case is not necessarily where the person was knocking down a wall, but where he actually threw a stone into the area of an ashpa, and it was an ashpa where it's normal to go to the bathroom at night, but it's not generally used to go to the bathroom during the day. But there are some people that go to the bathroom in that area during the daytime. And since it's not normal for people to go to the bathroom during the day, therefore you can't consider Mashiach Karv Lamezid. And you can't say that Reuven is an oinus, as there are people that will go to the bathroom in that area, and therefore this case is categorized as a case of Shogeg, and Reuven is chayev to go to Golas. And once again, you can't ask a kasha for the Mishnah Makas on the Shita of Beis B'chanina, as if there's a case of a Shogeg Karv Lamezid, Reuven would not be chayev to go to Golas to lay Sogeg lay Begolas. And the Gemara continues, Rapapa Mishmeid Rava Masim L'Aresha, Rapapa in the name of Rava brought down this din of Rabbeis B'chanina, and he brought it down that Rabbeis B'chanina was referring to the Resha of the Brisa that we brought. The Brisa stated, HaNichlas Chadusa Shanaga Shalei Bershus, if Reuven walks into the store of a carpenter, and he did so Shalei Bershus. However, as we mentioned, the Naga definitely knew that he walked into his area. Nitzle Bikas V'tavchle Alpanav Umeis Pata. The din is, if a chip of wood would go and fly out from the craftsman and from the carpenter, and it would hit Reuven and kill Reuven, then Pata, then Shimon would be Pata. And Rav Papa states in the name of Rava that it is on this din that Amar Beis B'chinah Chai Baba Advarim will Pata Megolas, that although the Brisa stated that Shimon is Pata, he's only going to be Pata if he kills Shimon and it'll be Pata from Golas. However, in this case, if Shimon would damage Reuven, then Shimon would be chayav to pay Abad Varm. And as Rashi says, the Hasan Nam Peshehu, as in this case, he's certainly Peshea, keeping the Chazia the Ayali Bailel Yune, that since he saw that Reuven walked into this area, therefore he should have been more careful. And therefore, Shimon would have to pay to Reuven Nezek Tsar Ripur and Sheves. But once again, he would not have to pay Baishas, because certainly it was not the intent for Shimon to damage Reuven, and certainly it wasn't his intent to embarrass Reuven. And the Gemara continues, Manda Masal Asefa Koshkin Risha, that those that explain Rabbi Shmuel set his memory on the Sefer, which is of course the first version that we had of Rabbi Shmuel Chinna. So certainly, if the din is that Shimon is going to be part of for killing Reuven in a case where it was a Shayg Karv Lamezid, Shimon gave permission for Reuven to be in his area and in his store. So certainly, in the case of the Risha, where Shimon did not give permission to Reuven to come to the store, then certainly it's not Daim Liyar, and therefore Shimon will be part of him Golas. However, Manda Masal Risha Aval Sefer Kivan the Rishus Chayev Golas. However, according to Rav Papa, who said the name of Rava, that Rabbi Yisrael B'chinah's din was stated on the Resha. So we would say that the only time Rabbi Yisrael B'chinah said his din is only in the case of the Resha, since the case of the Resha is certainly not similar to the case of Yair, as Reuven didn't have permission to come into the store at all. However, maybe in the Sefer, where Reuven had permission to come into the store, maybe this case would be more similar to the case of Yair, and therefore Reuven would be chayiv to go to Golas. And Ayin and Taisu points out that you can't explain that the Resha is talking about a case where Reuven did not have permission to come into the store, and therefore Shimon is considered Inus, and that's why he's is Potvim Golas, if it would be considered that Shimon is an Oinus, then Shimon would also be Potvim Dalad Varim, even though we know that Adam Ur Loilam, but the Maisa we know that Adam is Potah on Oinus Gomer. And the Gemara continues that how could Rab Papa state that the only time that Rabbi Yosef Abchina would state his din is only under Isha, but the Sefer Kun Rabishus, so you'd be Chayiv Golas, but Michayiv Golas, how could you be that you'd be Chayiv Golas? But Tani, we looked at the Brisa, Hanichlas Chalusa Shil Napach, if someone walks into the storekeeper of a blacksmith, Vinistan Saitzes, and there were sparks that flew out, the Tavchala upon of a mace, and it hit him on his face, and he died, Potter, that the storekeeper and the blacksmith will be Potter, Vafilu Nichs Rabishus, and the Brisa specifically says, even though Reuven had permission to be in the store, that still Shimon will be part of him Golas, and Lachay, we just stated that in that case, you should be Chayiv in Golas. And the Gemara answers that in a Chanami, if a regular person would get permission from Shimon to come into his store, then certainly Shimon will be Chayiv Golas. However, Hachav Ma'eskinam, Bishul Yonafchi, that our Brisa is talking about a case where the person asked for permission and was given permission to come into the blacksmith's store, was the apprentice of the blacksmith, and therefore the blacksmith will be Potter. And the Gemara asks, Shul Yonafchim Luktokai, do you think that just because he's your apprentice, you're allowed to kill him and you're going to be Potter from Golas? How could that make any sense? And the Gemara answers, Kishravi Masar Bilatzes Fein Yotze, that the case was, well, although he had permission, but the master was telling him, I want you to leave the store, and the apprentice wouldn't leave. And the Gemara asks, Mashum the Rabbi Masar Bilatzes Lamiklakai, do you think that since the blacksmith asked the apprentice to leave, therefore he has right now to kill him, and therefore be Potter from Golas? How could that make sense? And the Gemara says, Kisava Yotze, that the case is that the blacksmith thought that his apprentice left the premises based on the fact that he told him to leave, and therefore there was no tain on the blacksmith that he boil liyune, and that's why he'll be Potvim Golas. And the Gemara asks, Ihachi Achanami, so Lachir, if it's a case where he told the person to leave, so why don't we say by a regular person, if he told them to leave, they will also be Potvim Golas, and how could we say that according to Rabbi Yisrael ben Chinuna, in this case, you'd be Chayim and Golas? The Gemara answers, Achalas le'imsid Rabbe, hi isle'imsid Rabbe, that in a standard case where a blacksmith tells someone to leave his premises, then he doesn't know for certain that person will leave, because not necessarily will the person listen to him. However, the expectation of the blacksmith is that when he gives a direct command to his apprentice, that the apprentice will listen to him, and therefore he didn't think that he was around, and that's why specifically in this case, the blacksmith is parted from going to Golas. However, in a normal case where a person gives rishus to someone to be in his rishus, then even if he tells him to leave, lefi the version or a papa has in the name of Rava as to Rabbi Yisi Rabbi China, then the craftsman will be chayav to go to Golas in that scenario. And the Gemara now continues that we just saw a brisa on Daf Lamed Beis on Beis, and the brisa stated nichlas lechanusa shel naga shloim b'shus v'nitza bikas v'tavcha alpana v'meis pata, and the brisa continued v'nichlas b'shus chayav, and the Chayiv, and the Gemara brought a member of Rabbi Yisrael ben Chanina, and he stated that Chayiv b'dal advarim or Potter Megolas, and the Gemara had two different versions. In the first version of the Gemara, Rabbi Yisrael ben Chanina's statement was going on the Sefer the Brisa where it stated v'nichlas b'rishus Chayiv, and Rabbi Yisrael ben Chanina stated that Chayiv b'dal advarim or Potter Megolas. However, a papa Mishmei de Rava brought a version that Rabbi Yisrael ben Chanina's statement of Chayiv b'dal advarim or Potter Megolas is going on the ratio of the Brisa, which stated if it's nitzav bikas v'tavchal panav ameis, that it'd be Potter. And our Gemara now brings a third version as to where Rabbi Yisrael B'china stated his din, and it will be on a different brisa completely, as Rav Zud Mishmei de Rava Masnalaha, as instead of Rav Papa staying in the name of Rava, the second version, over here, Rav Zud said in the name of Rava that the statement of Rabbi Yisrael B'china was made on the following brisa, which we have in Mesechtas Makis, as the brisa states, Umatza, that since the Pasuk states, Pidigir Golas, Vashi Yavis Re'il Baya, Lachtav Eitzim, Vinitcha Yodar Bagaz and Lichwisa Eitz, Vinoshla Basel Man Eitz, Umatzas Re'il Vames, Hu Yonis Alachasahar, Ma'ilu Vachoi, the brisa teaches that since the Pasuk used the Lashon of a Matzah, that the iron part of the axe went and flew into the area and it found the victim, so we learn out Pratlam Mamsias Atzmai, that it's coming to teach us that the only time that a person's Chayav to Golas is only when the victim was already there and then the iron came and hit the victim. However, if the iron was flying and then the victim went into that area, then the wood chopper would be putter from going to Golas. And as the Brisa continues, Mekana Rabbi Blazer ben Yaakov, and from here Rabbi Blazer ben Yaakov taught us, Mish Yotze Eben Metachas Yadav B'Hoitzi Halos, that Reuven already threw a stone and then Shimon put his head there and he entered that area, then the stone hit Shimon and it killed Shimon, so Reuven will be Potter from going to Golas. And Amar Rabbi Yisrael B'chinah is on this din that we just stated that you're going to be Potter. Rabbi Yisrael B'chinah stated that Potter be Golas, that's true, if you actually kill Shimon, then you're going to be Potter from going to Golas. And even so, V'chai Ba'abod Varm, and Rashi states that the reason why V'chai Ba'abod Varm, the Havalei Pesheya, because the Maisa, since Reuven threw the stone and we know that Adam Ur Loilam, Adam. Therefore, Reuven is considered Poshea. Shezarek l'makim should be Adam Mitzuyin. And since Reuven threw the stone into an area that people congregate in, and therefore Reuven will be chayiv for Hezek, it will be chayiv in Nezek, Tsar, Ripui, and Sheves. However, Luchari, once again, you will not be chayiv in Baishis because it was not the intent of Reuven to actually hurt someone or to embarrass a person. And Luchari, keep in mind that Lefi Zed, that according to Rabbi Yisrael Prina, that we consider that since Reuven threw the stone, even though Shimon was not in the area at that time, but we still consider Reuven to be a Peshea, Luchari, the only reason why Reuven will be Patvim Golos is based on Xeris HaKosov and not based on his Svara. And the Gemara continues, Man de Masna Lahad, that those that learned this Din of Rabbi Yisrael Prina, that Yichai Babadvarim, is on this Brisa Benigea Golos of Prat Lamamsis Atzmai, so Kolshkin and Kamaisa, certainly Rabbi Yisrael Prina would say his Din on the first Brisa that we had, in a case where someone walks into the Chanus and to the store of his friend, and he did so either Bershus or even Shloi Bershus, certainly in that case, Reuven will be Chayiv to pay for Babadvarim. And as Rashi says, Hanichlis Chanus Shonaga, the Kibin de Chazio, the Ayel, Ibayel Elune, as over there, even though Reuven did not give permission for Shimon to come into the store, but Lemaisa he knew that he was walking into the store, and therefore he should have been more careful, and certainly he'd be chayiv b'avodvarim. However, the Gemara continues, Manda Masna Kamaisa, and those that learned that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov's statement of chayiv b'avodvarim is on the previous brisa where a person walked into a store of a carpenter and he was damaged, as in that case, Rabbi Yisrael b'chinen stated that he'd be chayiv b'avodvarim. So then we could explain that the only reason why Rabbi Yisrael b'chinen said you're chayiv in that case was because Reuven knew that Shimon walked into the store, and therefore he should have been more careful. But in our case, where Reuven did not know that Shimon was there at all, and Shimon only walked into the area after Reuven already threw a stone, then you'll be patel gamri. In this case, we would consider it an inis gomer, and therefore Reuven would patel gamri. And l'chayr l'fi zeh, where Rabbi Yisrael b'chinen only stated his memra on the previous brisa and not on our brisa. So when our brisa l'chayr comes out that if someone walks into an area after the mazik already threw a stone, after the iron already flew off of an axe, the reason why you're going to be put from Golas is because it's an oinus and not a shoygeg. And l'chayr, if this is the case, then why would we need a pasuk b'negei Golas to state u'matzah prat l'mam says atzmai, if l'chayr we should know from a svara that you're not going to go to Golas because you were in a shoygeg and you were an oinus, and we will stop over here.